So the Niners are playing the Raiders tonight, sort of. Grandy came in here and asked something. And by the way, for those of you just joining us, Brandon Ayuk's with the team in Vegas. Does that do anything for you, by the way?
Yeah.
It does?
It absolutely
does. Like Garofalo kind of said, do with that what you will. Well, what do you do with that?
He is with the team, which tells me that he is feeling like he's a member of the team. I don't think Trent Williams is with the team.
I would think not.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and he is holding out. And when you're holding out, you don't just show up. And when you're holding in, I guess you do show up. Well, you show up to home games, certainly. And he did. He was in the suite with the other injured players. But to go on a road trip, that for me takes a little bit of effort and it takes intention. So if you're really mad at the Niners and you really want out of the organization, you don't fly with them to Las Vegas.
I have reached Andrew Wigginsville on this. The difference is I care. I don't want to know what was going on with Andrew Wiggins. I really don't. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't feel like something.
Well, it's still going on, reportedly.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I heard a report recently that he had, maybe it was Steiny who mentioned it, but he had more family issues, family challenges.
Well, but it could be new ones.
Right.
We don't know what the hell was
going on.
Whatever.
Anyway, I don't even care.
Whatever somebody's got going on with their whole family thing, like I don't feel the need to know. This one feels different. But what I mean by I've reached Wigginsville is like at a certain point in these, don't you look at it and you're just like, what is going on? Like, you're flying with the team to Vegas? You've been offered a trade to the Browns. You've been offered a trade to the Patriots. You've been offered a trade to the Steelers. You've been offered a new contract. You've been offered an upped contract. You've been offered another upped contract. The Niners called the Commanders. Like, maybe all of this is lies, but like, we've been told all of this, and you're hanging out with the team and you're flying with them. You're going to preseason games. Yet, no resolution and press conferences with the head coach where he's like, zero update.
Yep.
What is going on? This is not...
It's not normal.
This is not comparable to anything I've ever seen before in the NFL. This is new.
Especially when you're holding in and then you're traveling with the team. So you're in Vegas with the team knowing that you're not going to play. And it's a road game and it's a preseason game. It doesn't feel like you are that angry with your organization, because if you were that PO'd at the Niners, then you wouldn't go and they wouldn't care that you didn't go. I mean, is he going to be in a meeting, in the walkthrough, in the locker room and all the rest of it? Maybe. Is that something that they absolutely have to have with Brandon Ayuk?
I don't know. I mean, those guys all compartmentalize pretty good. You know, like when we say you're mad at the team, I mean, maybe he's completely mad, but it's like to him, it's like a Jed York thing. And maybe Jed's on the plane. Maybe he's not. I have no idea what Parag and Jed are like. I know everyone wants to be like Brandon and Kyle Shanahan are mad at each other. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think there are times where they've been completely annoyed by the process. I think you could see that with Kyle, and it's been reported. Sourced report. Kyle is very, very like angry with the way with Brandon's sort of behavior. But does that mean that you can't get on a plane with your organization that's 150 people flying to Vegas and handle it? I know people who are mad at their boss. They go to work the next day.
Yeah. I get that.
It'll work. I don't know, man. I just don't. I don't remember anything like this.
Yeah,
ever.
I don't either. And the hold in has become somewhat of a new phenomenon. But even at that, it feels like he is making efforts to be a part of what's going on with the organization and being on this trip. I don't read a lot into it, but I do think that it's indicative of a player who still wants to be a 49er. If you really didn't want to be a Niner, like Trent Williams, he wants to be a 49er, but he's holding out. And by holding out, he's not around. And when you're not around, you're not going to make a trip like this. But holding in is something totally different, and it's not something that we're used to seeing.
Grandy, what do you got?
There's a video going around on social media right now. It's from Tracy Sandler, who covers the 49ers.
Yeah.
The Niners have arrived at Allegiant Stadium, and they're walking back towards the locker room. Deebo Samuel and Brandon Ayuk side by side walking together. mean anything?
It has to. I don't know what, but it has to mean something. It has to, right?
I would assume, yeah. I mean, it at least means that he and Debo aren't mad at each other. Those two aren't fighting.
Yeah, no, I don't think that the players are fine.
Yes, and so he's there and he's walking in off the bus with the team. So I think everybody's fine.
He's acting like a 49er.
Right. He's acting like a player who is.
And he is, by the way. He's still in the contract.
He's acting like somebody who's just hurt. And then there's no contract issue at all.
Right.
Just an injured player who's just not going to play tonight. So he's just walking in because it's what you do.
This is getting to be pretty mysterious levels right now. That and that's part of the point that I made earlier, which is that if this is not settled by Monday at 2 o'clock, I think the 49ers need to go to new measures, because if this is in some way, shape, or form going to continue, if this is going to last, I believe you come out of your preseason games, roster cut down Tuesday, the game is 2 weeks from Monday. To me, that's not just a day that I throw out willy-nilly because it's when we get back to work. Like, that is the start of the process of walking toward the game against the New York Jets. And that doesn't mean you're not allowed to still be a holdout. Like, I don't feel the same way about Trent Williams, but this one is so much more complicated. It's been so much more public. It's been so much more angry. All of the trade options that have reportedly been there at one point or another, all of the social media posting that Brandon has done throughout the summer, this is not what the 49ers can withstand as they get ready for a very, very big, high-profile football game. So, yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't get it at all.
And I think that his very presence there indicates to me that it's maybe not as acrimonious as we've all thought that it would be. It also doesn't seem like he wants to be traded. Even though he made a trade request, he still is hanging around his teammates and his wide receiver mate. So maybe they are just close to getting a deal done, and it'll get done early next week.
Grandy threw out a question too. So the reports, and I don't know where we are in terms of facts on this, but like, most of the starters are supposed to play some football tonight, right?
Yeah.
Now, and then the word from the Raiders is that pretty much no, and their starters won't be playing tonight. And that would be more the norm. Game 3 in the preseason is not usually a time to go put your starters out there. Your dress rehearsal is game 2. The Niners switched it up a little bit. Why? Probably because of the miss of joint practices, the injury issues that have been there, and then the holdout thing. But the holdouts continue, and tonight they're going to turn this into their dress rehearsal. But Grandy threw out there, this is an interesting question. If the Raiders aren't going to put any NFL players up against you, what do you actually get out of playing your NFL players?
You get the practice of going out there and, you know, doing what you do and running the plays that you want to run, and you break a sweat and you get into some live action. And the other players who are playing for the Raiders, while they're not their starters, they're still going to try to tackle you. They're still going to try to rush you and break up your passes and knock you down when you're out there on the field. So just because you're probably going to be better than the team you're playing against doesn't mean you don't get value out of being in a preseason game.
I get that. Yeah, there's a timing thing to it. Okay, there's
for the sure
idea that if a defender does break through into the backfield, they don't have to stop and not hit you. You don't get to wear a different colored jersey or whatever. I understand all that. And, you know, that brings us right back to a conversation, though, we had last week, which is the whole risk-reward thing, and you're probably not going to be calling too many plays that call for a lot of scrambling or that call for a lot of time. Like, you're still going to play that safe.
Again, everything is safe, and you're not going to scheme or game plan for the Raiders. Like, you're not going to change the plays you want to run based on the fact that they're playing mostly their twos and their threes. You're just trying to do what you do to get ready for regular season football, which is play your quarterback a couple of series, play everybody. Christian McCaffrey won't play, but you're going to play all your guys who are healthy and available a certain amount that you have predetermined is what you need or you want to see. They break a sweat. They go out there and they get loose and they get ready for actual football in 17 days.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm interested to see it, by the way. And I do think this is what most people are going to sit down to watch tonight. It's one thing for Brock Purdy and the whole offense to look really, really bad if a ton of your starters are not in there. But that's going to be a different conversation tonight. If they look bad while Kittle and Debo and Juszczyk and whatever, I know Kristen's not playing, I know Trent's not there, I know Brandon's not there, but if you have some sort of a form of what you think is going to be your offensive line and you actually have some real weapons who can separate and do their things out there, and it doesn't look good again tonight, well, now how are you feeling?
Against second stringers, too.
Yep.
So
yep.
I won't feel any kind of way. I won't feel disappointed, or I won't start to panic about what does this mean. It just is a preseason game. And each player who's out there, you have to find your own motivation as to how you're going to go out there and be able to convince yourself that this matters and play hard. But these guys all know that it's a preseason game. So if there's a ball that's thrown that, you know, maybe you would go after and go up and get in the regular season and you don't in the preseason, I understand that. And also the plays that you're going to run are just basic plays. None of it's going to be that dressed up or fancy. You're probably not going to get a lot of, you know, pre-snap motion and shifting and all the other bells and whistles that we're used to from the Kyle Shanahan offense, because you don't want to put that stuff out on tape.
What time does this thing start, by the way?
I don't 7, even know. I believe.
7 o'clock? All right.
Yeah, we've got
Niners or Giants for you tonight.
It'll be Niners.
For how long?
For probably, I'd say probably 2 or 3 quarters.
Whoa.
We'll watch a lot of it, yeah. We'll get into it.
You want to check out Brandon Allen and Tanner Mordecai, huh?
I want to break down, you know, the 2s and 3s and really be able to come in Monday and be able to say, you know, with some definition who I think is going to make this roster at the back end. You know, the final cuts. Market's cut down day
plus,
on Tuesday.
Plus, if you watch 3 quarters, you do know that you can switch over to the Giants in the 7th inning and it will still be 0-0.
Probably, yeah.
Not probably.
This might be a 2-screener where you got the football on the big screen and you got the baseball on the laptop. It's probably the way I'll go about it. And then there's always the interruption with bedtime, story time, and bath time. So there'll be a pause that happens.
Yeah, I think that there's some intrigue in this one only because we are now, I guess, what, 72 hours away from all these decisions being made. And I do think you get into a very, very active weekend after this in terms of potential trades that the 49ers will make. You're going to get a depth chart out of this. And I hope you get some sort of clarity about the contractual stuff. We are keenly aware, believe you me, everybody listening, we are keenly aware that the Aiyuk saga, the contractual thing this summer, has sort of reached not just the end. I think a lot of people have been done with it for a while now. If that bleeds into next week, I really don't know what the emotion of the normal fan is going to be. I really think you're going to see some people. And again, not that the Niners act based on how their fans are thinking or feeling, but I really think you're going to get a really, really bad reaction. I think you're just the tone that is going to get set if this is still the story next week is really going to be just a bad thing.
Agreed. And also, if they do look bad again, if they come out and the offense doesn't look good and you didn't have Trent and you don't have Brandon and Christian is still nursing a calf issue, if that's exactly what's going on, you seem to think that it's a bug bite or a bee sting. Or
he's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But if the offense still doesn't look good and Brandon is still unsigned, I think that will add to some of the angst of the fan base. Not that I put any credence into how the offense looks or how the defense looks in a preseason game, because the starters probably won't even play more than a full quarter if they even play that much. So it just is more about the angst of, okay, preseason's over, cut down day's coming. What are we really doing with this roster?
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.